The original idea of developing statistics operated on the assumption that all psychological traits, features, characteristics were normally distributed. Well, in fact, not all traits follow a kind of normal curve.
That's Dr. Theodore Milan, and you're listening to Into the Mind from Pearson Clinical Assessment. I'm your host, Evan Johnson. The fact that psychological characteristics can be distributed very differently than things like height and weight means that a different kind of approach is needed to understand their real frequency in patients. Dr. Milan talked with us about the concept of base rates and how he applied it in the Milan inventories.
That's a very novel concept in the first place. It was primarily a large group of British statisticians and psychometricians who used the idea of normalized traits as the foundation for understanding all psychological characteristics. So intelligence was put on the normal curve, and certainly we observe that height and weight follow a kind of normal curve. Well, it turns out that the normal curve with a nice sloping up and down pattern doesn't apply in all realms of psychological study. For example, what Paul Meehl and Albert Rosen said was that there were traits that do not follow the normal curve. In fact, it's important to recognize that they really do not have the same features as the normal curve features would be. Well, I picked up that notion and decided that when you're studying psychopathology, traits, the characteristics of pathological disorders, is not normalized. In fact, they vary considerably in terms of their frequency. For example, depression and schizophrenia. If you put them on a nice normal curve and you say a cutoff at 2 standard deviations, you end up with an equal number of people who get depressed than do become schizophrenic. But that is not at all what reality teaches us. That may be true for height and weight, but not for schizophrenia and depression. Depression is a much more frequent disorder. Its base rate, its prevalence, is much greater than is schizophrenia. Schizophrenia shows up in the public 1, maybe 2% of the time. Depression shows up 20 and 25% of the time. So to put them all on the same normal curve creates confusion, misleading information. You have to set up your cutoff points so that when you say a person is depressed, there are 20% of the population that is depressed. And when you say schizophrenia, only 1 or 2% of the patients are called schizophrenic. So when you look at the distribution of scores, the raw scores, you have to translate them not to T-scores or standard deviation scores, but base rate scores, so that the distribution is cut so that 20% of your patients are going to be depressed and only 1 or 2% of your patients are going to be schizophrenic. That's what a base rate approach says. What's the real frequency, prevalence, base rate of patients with each of these disorders? And set your cutoffs for identifying them so they represent that reality and not some abstract notion.
An effective assessment is a bridge that takes a theory into the real world. And to be successful, it has to be continually incorporating both accuracy and usability. The use of base rates is an example of how the Milan inventories work to be more accurate, providing the clinician, as Dr. Milan said in our last episode, with an effective tool.
So the test itself provides a very complex network of characteristics to give the clinician a deeper and broader sense of understanding the patient they're dealing with. And from that, they then have a foundation for engaging in good therapeutic planning.
That's Dr. Theodore Milan reflecting on his work for Into the Mind from Pearson Clinical Assessment. For additional information and to hear more of our conversation with Dr. Milan, visit www.pearson.com. pearsonclinical.com/MilanInventories.